away from the top of the hour. The news coming your way when we get to 8 o'clock. But right now, with 10 minutes still to go, we've got some news for you on the local community front. And time for a chance to reconnect and catch up with our friends from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. Donovan Chisholm is in the house with us for a little Friday Connect catch-up session. Don, how you doing, my man?
Great, Mark. Particularly that you saved the last dance for me.
Just for you.
Just for me, my bro. Thank you. Keep it local, bro.
100%. And you brought back up.
I brought back up.
You brought the big guns this morning. And kind of keeping the focus local and on community connections. Obviously, yeah. Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito has built some phenomenal relationships with local brands over the years. Yeah. And when it comes to all matters of safety and security, well, Fidelity ADT is a brand that is well known. The chopper is frequently spotted doing loops over our heads. And in the studio with us right now, representing the brand, manager for the Fidelity Services Group North Coast, and a rugby-playing name that you would probably know, Craig Burden, is in the house with us to catch up on a Friday. Craig, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic, and what a privilege to be here. I've walked past the studio many a times, and it's such a privilege to be invited in to have a chat.
Oh, it's great to have you in the house, and let's talk about the connection. Don, how did Fidelity ADT cross paths with you at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito?
So, yeah, it's been a relationship that's been building over the last few years. So, you know, predominantly with big corporates, they like to do stuff from head office and only from there. And then, you know, then they'll just service locally and so forth. So Craig over the last few years has been very upfront in supporting local. And, you know, that's what I've been talking about this whole year with Dave on the show, is that we don't want to just be a brand here. We local. I live here. I don't live in Toti and drive here type thing. My kids go to school here. You know, we support local, and that's what we about. We Toyota Bolito support local. So we've been on a drive with our fleet customers of late, and I thought, you know, how better than we've just supplied a vehicle for Craig and Fidelity Services for their new project at Zimbali Lakes. Mm. So, you know, I thought, what a great opportunity. They like-minded like us, supporting local. So Craig's made it possible that their head office has allowed him to purchase vehicles from us over the last sort of 2 years, which has been fantastic. And it's just their support back into the local community. And likewise, us, you know, and yourselves. You know, it's so easy, people moving into the area with all their businesses and money, and then still supporting outside of the area. And then what we want is, this is our village. Even though it's growing, we want the community, the money, everything, the possibilities to remain here. And I think that's what we're highlighting.
Brilliant stuff. And for you, Craig, in your role, obviously relationships, building and maintaining great local relationships is key to your local success strategy. Am I right?
Absolutely. And I think our community-first approach, localizing our efforts, has really been the cornerstone and the key to opening up these relationships we now have. Mm. One of which is with Donovan at Toyota. It's been fantastic, and I think from a security front, the robust security structure that this community has, well, that is blessed to have through a number of local security service providers who collaborate and work together. And that has been the key to the success of this community in safeguarding and protecting this community in order to give it the title that it has. And I think in the last 3 months, we've been voted safest precinct in KZN.
Wow.
What a privilege, and it's something we don't talk enough about. But the localized efforts, the teamwork coming from this community, has certainly been the key to allow it to raise the bar and set new standards for itself. And Bolito is, it's a talk of the province at the moment.
And we want to keep it that way. And when it comes to talkable things and exciting activations, you have been involved in some really cool local events in the past. I believe there's some really cool stuff on the cards in the not-too-distant future. Can you tell us a little something?
The community is buzzing. There's so much energy, entertainment, and events that are on the cards in the pipeline. We've got really, really sound relationships with the Bolito Beach Collective, the #LoveNorthCoast. Mm. We're involved with the Performing Arts Center, the local dance studio. We supported them, provided them with jackets. It's so important, it's so rewarding to invest back in the community to see the returns. A very exciting event we had yesterday with the Brettonwood Golf Day hosted at Mshlali to raise funds for Sable Creatures. What a fantastic platform, and the community put their hands up an outstanding event, and we raise significant funds to give back to the community. Very exciting, very big one next week. We've got at Sombali Lakes Resort, we've got Saracens coming up to play against the Sharks.
Hey,
we are hosting them in a golf day at Sombali Lakes Resort. And what a fantastic platform for the community. We are inviting kids to come through and to engage with the players to get their signatures. These are our role models. These are our heroes growing up. And it's so important for them to see them face-to-face, engage with them, interact with them.
Yeah.
And again, we've reached out to local service providers. We've got Belito Butcher Boys on board. We've got Green Egg on board. All come together to make this day happen. What an exciting platform for the community.
That is super, man. And for people wanting to find out more and to keep their finger on the pulse, what platforms should they be looking at for details, for information about the upcoming event? Social media, is that?
Social media. It's happening next week, Wednesday. We're bringing in the chopper. We're going all out. But such an opportunity for us to show these players from overseas what this community is about, just how blessed and rewarding this community is. And I think often we look at the small things, the little criticism that we have, but we don't focus enough on the blessings that we are. Mm. That we are truly blessed to live in this community with such community engaged persons working together. It's like living in a holiday bubble.
Well, the live the holiday, that's the Belito promise. And if you're going to be living and working on the KZN North Coast, if you want a reliable ride that'll get you from A to B and back again with a smile on your dial, Bidvest McCarthy Tour to Belito, it gets three thumbs up from the radio station from Craig and the team at Fidelity ADT. And at the moment, Don, any hot wheels that you want to point our listeners to on the showroom floor?
First of all, it's the quietest I've ever been on one of these radio shows. I think Craig's done a sterling job. I just wanted to highlight something that he said there. He's talking not just on behalf of Fidelity, he's actually talking on behalf of our whole community and all the security companies and the role that they play. And I think that's fantastic. Just community. So, yeah, guys, the Corolla Crosses are going out in big numbers. They're selling for prices close to when they were launched. Wow. There's stock. That's a good deal. They've been properly revamped with loads of new features. So come out, come have a look, and get your piece. And if you've got a 2 or 3 year old Corolla Cross, bring it in for a trade, and let's have a look at what we can do.
Awesome source. And then keep your eyes peeled on Wednesday when the exciting event rolls into town at Sombali Lakes. I'm sure there'll be a few Toyotas on the scene as well with the chopper in there. And
well, maybe you guys should come jump in the chopper. Are you scared of the heights?
I'm not a big heights fan, but I know I'll be in safe hands. So I think we could.
I think that's a great idea. I think we need to get you guys in the chopper for an interview with one of the foreign players to get their feedback on just how beautiful this community is.
Well, watch this space. Wednesday, next week.
Dave's going to be hating you, Mark.
You heard it here live on Radio Life and Style. I'm bringing you back to the music. Thank you. Here we go. Turn it up.